There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Hey, how are you? Notice the new open? How about that? I took out all the dirty words, all the unnecessary swearing. So it's more of a family-friendly type of opening. It makes me feel I feel cleansed, don't you? My name is Danny Chekalinski. I come to you from West Palm Beach, Florida. We get together as often as we can. We put together this little podcast, and I make observations about current events in daily life, and then we call it Dannyland. So welcome aboard. Now, those of you that know me know that I watch way too much TV. Have you seen those eHarmony commercials? Now, if you didn't know it, the CEO of the company, he's the guy that's seated behind the desk, all right? That guy gives me the freaking chills. Looks like he should have been in a trench coat with a bag of Jolly Ranchers on a school playground at recess time. And how about the teeth? Has anybody told this guy that there are whitening strips available in the toothpaste aisle of most supermarkets? No? A little sidebar on me, a little background information. I'm an only child. Parents divorced when I was 13. I left the house when I was 18. I excel at being by myself. Now, ever since I was released from ICU, I spent 3 weeks in ICU, and I was released on the 6th of October. My mother has been at my house. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my mother. She's my rock. She's everything. She's driving me crazy. This morning, I'm looking at my computer, and she says, "You know what you need?" Now, of course, I'm thinking to myself, the correct answer would be a cabin deep in the woods. And she says, "You need to go to an eye doctor." Well, I had to bite my tongue. In fact, I bit it so hard, I assume that the bleeding will stop sometime Tuesday of next week. But I told my mother, I said, I had laser surgery, remember? My vision is nearly perfect. And her response? Well, I think you should go. So evidently today what I'm going to do is I'm going to book an eye doctor's appointment, and why not make it an appointment to have a diaphragm installed as well? You know what? Let's keep everybody happy. All right, let's get going here. Lamar Odom, the former NBA star married to Khloe Kardashian, pretty much on life support after a three-day binge at a Vegas brothel. The dude dropped $75,000. Oh, yeah, that's a good down payment on a house. Dennis Hoff, he's the owner of the brothel. He really didn't have very nice things to say about Khloe Kardashian in a radio interview. In fact, he called her a media whore.
Shocking that a media whore would be by his side in this time, huh? What we do know is that Sunday night he got a call and he was a little upset, visibly upset, but then he shook it off, and we think it was because he was on their show and some of the things that were said on there might have troubled him. And that's one of the thoughts, because he was having a great time all the time he was there until he got that call.
Okay, first of all, the entire Kardashian family, they're a group of media whores. There's no question there. Secondly, Lamar Odom knew what he was getting when he married Khloe. I feel for the guy. Heaven forbid he dies, because they're going to, they being the Kardashians, they'll drag him around like the dead guy on the Weekend at Bernie's. You know, making personal appearances at a mall somewhere or at a Vegas club. They'll just prop him up. They'll prop him up with a 2x4. Yeah, I can see the season ending, the season finale of the Kardashians where actually the corpse of Lamar Odom ends up marrying Caitlyn Jenner. I can see this actually happening. Dennis Hoff, again, the owner of the brothel. He also talked about some of the personal medications that Lamar Odom was taking, specifically that he was using herbal Viagra.
What he was doing is herbal Viagras. Now, I had somebody send me a sample one time, and boy, they just speed you up. It made me flush. It gets you all wound up. And the girls are saying that, from what I understand, 8 to 10 of them that he did. So it may be that he just did so much of this stuff, his system couldn't handle it.
Herbal Viagra, that still kind of puzzles me. I mean, if you're dropping $75K for a 3-day bender with a bunch of tramps, I think you have the real thing, you know, whether it's Cialis or Viagra. You know, again, I hope this guy pulls through. Can you imagine? You know, the question comes up when they do doctor appointments and family and medical history. You know, how'd your brother, your son, your father die? He was naked and snorting coke off the behind of a gal named Ryder Cherry. Switching gears here now, let's go to actress Jane Fonda. She made an interesting claim that when she was making On Golden Pond in the early 80s, Michael Jackson visited the set for like 10 days. Also had a very interesting story about it, telling the Hollywood Reporter that she and Michael once went skinny dipping together.
Michael Jackson came and stayed for 10 days on the set. And when I first asked her permission, there's this young singer, a black young singer that I would like to invite. She was not happy. Black kid? But then the crew said, you don't understand, it's Michael Jackson. And so she
stayed
went
to your house.
She did. We lived together. I went skinny dipping with him.
Wow.
Also, by the way, with Greta Garbo. Anyway.
Wow. Skinny dipping with Michael Jackson. Who can say that? Obviously, I mean, besides Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman. Here's the ultimate nightmare. 10 kids in a swimming pool playing Marco Polo with Michael Jackson and Jared from Subway. Too soon? Sorry. Playboy magazine, big announcement this week. No longer are they going to be featuring nudity. Now, it kind of makes sense to me because, you know, you have other options. Obviously, the internet being one of them. Playboy turned Jenny McCarthy really into a celebrity. She posed for the first time in 1993 when she was working at a Polish grocery store. And now, you know, we're talking, she's a big star. And she had some thoughts about this this ending of an era.
And this is the thing that I have the problem with. Playboy, to me, is a classy magazine. A lot of people do read it for their articles. And the girls, they really captured that, like, innocence. Mm-hmm. There was nothing ever skanky, I thought, about the photos. It breaks my heart having it be an end of an era. In solidarity, I will be wearing my panties at half-mast. And have maybe one more for the road. I would totally be willing to just take it all off one more time. Just to say, I'll be in the last one.
I mean, let's be honest. The whole idea of a magazine of naked pictures of women, it's antiquated. It's like still using a pager and having a bunch of quarters in your ashtray as you look for a phone booth to return the call. Jenny McCarthy... Jenny McCarthy is not a bimbo. She actually has a bright mind and has provided some interesting insight to various topics in the news. However, she became famous, let's be honest, for showing off her yabos and her meat drapes, right? Well, there comes a time when you need to not dress like you're going to spend your night swinging around a pole to a Motley Crue song. Jenny McCarthy's a mother. She's married, as you know, to Mark Wahlberg. You know what? Leave the past in the past. Move forward. We all have to do it. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but then again, I seriously doubt it. Did you ever hear what happened in Target? Target in San Jose, California, accidentally played audio from a porno movie. Over their loudspeaker. This happened on Wednesday morning. Now, apparently, it played for about 15 minutes. That's a long time. A woman that was there posted a video on YouTube. There still isn't an official explanation from Target about what happened, but they say they're investigating. Now, the same thing, oddly enough, happened back in July at another Target store about 180 miles south. Here's a little bit of what was heard.
What is going on at Target right now?
Yeah. Oh, I want you to get a beard. Oh, yeah. Get that out of the
truth. Oh. I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny to me. Hey, you know what's going to happen, don't you? Some of these jackasses that were in there saying, they're gonna say that they were traumatized. Yes, they were just absolutely traumatized. They'll get an attorney. They'll want a bunch of cash. So, you know, she and her cousin can live happily ever after. You know, the family that wins the money, they'll order a new tire swing for the front yard, but they won't make an appointment with a dentist. Yeah, money really doesn't change priorities. Okay, moving on. Rapper T.I. is apologizing again for saying that he wouldn't vote for a female president, this time with a video. Yeah. Now, he said he's speaking from the heart. He insists he was just joking. And, of course, he never intended on anybody taking him seriously. He also apologized if he said anything that hurt anyone. Look here, Pinocchio. You weren't joking. Jokes usually start with, two guys walk in a bar. All right, to refresh your memory, this is what he said.
Not to be sexist, but I can't vote for the leader of the free world to be a woman. Every other position that exists, I think a woman could do well. Every other position. But I just know that women make rash decisions emotionally, and they make very permanent cemented decisions, and then later it's kind of like it didn't happen or they didn't mean for it to happen, and I sure would hate to just set off a nuke.
How about the one word he said there? Cemented. What the hell is that? Now, sadly, this guy probably can influence some people. Let's take a look at the women that are running for president in this upcoming election. You have Carly Fiorina, who basically tanked Hewlett-Packard, all right? You're not going to vote for her. Hillary Clinton. At the very least, she's a liar, and more than likely, she belongs in prison, and I would not be surprised if that happened. So, again, not somebody you really want to vote for. And again, not wanting to vote for a woman? That's your opinion. Don't apologize for it, T.I. You're giving up your freedom of speech. So what if I and many other people completely disagree with your opinion? The problem is we apologize to stop the backlash, not because we really are sorry. Bill Clinton's the best example. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Did the media back off? No. The media backed off when he said, she blew me in the Oval Office. Oh, okay, fine. Let's move on. All right, I saved this clip for last because this guy, for some reason, he really humors me. Democratic presidential nominee Jim Webb, he sat down with the Council of Foreign Relations yesterday to talk about foreign policy. Now, when he was there, this guy was still complaining about the lack of time that he got at the first Democratic presidential debate earlier this week. You recall we made fun of him on the last podcast. If you're only kidding me, I still don't have enough time. But I mean, he was all over the place, and he's not stopping.
The option in that debate, which was, I want to be very frank, it was rigged in terms of who was going to get the time on the floor by the way that the Anderson Cooper was selecting people to supposedly respond to something someone else said. I even turned around to Bernie Sanders at one point and said, Bernie, say my name, will you? Say my name. So, you know, in that kind of an environment, you know, I was either going to be Mr. Angry or I was going to be a potted plant. Uh-huh. The only way to try to get into the conversation. And it's very difficult to win a debate when you don't have the opportunity to speak with the same amount of time on issues as the other two did.
Oh, my God. Talk about something that's in serious denial. Let me lay it out for you there, President Poopy Pants. I follow the news rather closely, and I wasn't really sure who you were when you walked on stage on Tuesday night. Sanders and Clinton are way ahead. People want to hear what they have to say. Now, if you want more camera time, say something outrageous and controversial. For instance, why not say, if I'm elected president, no taxes for couples making $50,000 or less, but they need to send a nude selfie when they file. I got news for you. The camera's going to be on you for a while. Then you start doing card tricks or that shell game they do on the street with on street corners with walnuts and a pea. All right, that's all we got for Danny Land this time around. I think I'm going to take the weekend off and get healthy and strong after they installed this pacemaker. When was it? 2 weeks ago? October the 5th? Anyhow, be my friend on Facebook. It's Radio Danny. And Twitter, that's a great thing too. Please follow me on Twitter. It's at Danny Check. So it's D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. All right. Thanks again for listening to Danny Land. Have yourself a great weekend.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.